Welcome to Five Fast Minutes. My name is Muhi Khwaja with American Muslim Community Foundation. Today, I am joined by Always Data Boy from Uplift Charity. He is the president and co-founder. Welcome, Always.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
Likewise, we've been able to hang out a little bit virtually on webinars and everything else. You wear a lot of different hats, so I'm excited for people to learn more about this hat in particular. Tell us where you're located.
Sure. We're in Southern California in Yorba. Well, I'm in Yorba Linda, California. Our charity is based in Anaheim, California.
Wonderful. So if you had 2 minutes to tell people about Uplift Charity, what would you tell them?
Well, I'll start with what we started with, which was in 2006. Four of us got together and said we wanted to now use our own hands and our money to help people. So we got this charity going. And we found that there was an issue where people that needed assistance, Muslims who needed assistance, were going to mosque. And, you know, the mosque really didn't have a system for them. So they would give out $50 at a time when the person needed $500 for rent, or they might be living in their car.
Yeah.
So Uplift actually is an acronym that stands for Uplifting People's Lives on Islamic Followings and Teachings.
Wow.
And when we first got started, Muhi, we started finding people that were Muslims that were living in their hotel, in a car on the street. And so we started to clean all of that up. And we found that there were refugees that were coming in that were being evicted from their apartments as well. So we started with them, and then we started adding asylum seekers that were coming in that have no source of income, ladies that were widowed who didn't have any assistance, the elderly who didn't have enough. And so we just started to help those folks. And soon after that, we became the local zakat administrator because we were a trusted source for zakat distribution. And part of it is because we now have 40 different organizations that refer to us every month.
Wow.
So we're talking about mosques and other charities who actually distribute zakat as well. But, you know, because of our case management process, we have a self-sufficiency goal of 3 months. So it doesn't matter if a person's living on the street, they just became homeless. We want to make them self-sufficient within 3 months.
That's great.
One of the things our donors like, Muhi, is that 100% of the zakat money we collect is used for zakat and is not used for salaries or marketing or anything else.
So now that you mentioned donors, like if you had an opportunity to thank a donor, what would you tell them?
Well, I would say we thank them, but also the folks that we assist in front of us, they make dua, they make prayer, they make supplication for our donors. They raise their hands up and they do that while we're there with them. And I've been a donor since the beginning, and that always touches my heart. And I always think, I wish our donors could see this. Another thing I would say is donors, listen, you know, when we watch on TV, on CNN or MSNBC or Fox News or wherever we're watching TV these days, and we see refugees in different places and we say, I wish I could help them. Those folks have come here in the past, and those same people we're seeing on TV are now the people that we can help locally. Mm-hmm. A couple other things, Muhi, about why they should donate to us. One is we added a refugee tutoring program so we can help young kids who need a boost to help them. We also added a food pantry, which now serves 500 families a month. And, we've added a car donation program where people donate cars to us and we give that to the family so they can take their kids to the doctor or to school and get to work on time. So I think donors like all of that. We've donated over 65 cars now to families.
Yeah, it seems like you really have a holistic approach where you find the individuals and then help them and their families really get the skills and services that they need to get back on their feet. So kudos to you and the Uplift team.
Thank you.
So as we're winding down with the last minute or so, if you could give just a little bit on the partnership with AMCF and what that has meant to you and Uplift.
Right. So we have seen donations come through AMCF, and every time we receive a check, we're thankful because we can help more families. And what I think AMCF does, it makes it easier for donors to think strategically about giving.
Mm-hmm.
And it also helps them. And, you know, I'm in the financial services world. So, tax benefits, that's something we should all be looking at. And AMCF does help. Because if we're getting a tax deduction, if we're maximizing tax benefits, that means we can give out more money in charity as well as donors.
Definitely. So there's a whole webinar on our website describing all of that. So definitely check it out. And what are your personal three favorite nonprofits that you give to? Of course, we'll say Uplift Charity is number one. But okay. If you had to shout out three others, who would you say?
So I travel the country for the work that I do. I am familiar with over 50 organizations. So I decided that, you know, if you ask me a question like this, I'm going to give you a specific section of charities. And I picked education. So one is Islamic Scholarship Fund in Northern California, who gives out scholarships. We know them and you can look them up. Another, which I love, based out of Dallas, Texas, is a continuous charity, which is Sadaqa Jariya, which you can get a loan from them interest free, and then when you graduate you pay them back, and then the next student can get a loan from them. And the third one that's related to education is Muslim Speakers Network, which goes out and gives talks at elementary and high schools, instead of, you know, somebody else coming in and talking about Islam once a year. We get invited, or MSN, Muslim Speakers Network, which is through the Shura Council, which is why I said we.
Yeah,
because the Shura Council is an organization that I'm part of
as the board chair.
Yes, yeah. Currently as the board chair.
So fantastic. All of those organizations, you can learn more about them in our nonprofit directory. We're doing this series because we want to empower the nonprofit ecosystem. And Awais, thank you so much for the fantastic work that you're doing at Uplift and all the other organizations that you're part of.
Well, it's my pleasure. And we thank you as organizations for giving us that spotlight as well to be able to tell our story.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Take care. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, Islam.